Welcome to another exciting show of Transformation. Prosper with Wayne, creating wealth, health, and happiness in your life with your host, life and business coach, author, entrepreneur, and lover of life, Wayne Sutton. Prepare to become excited, expand your beliefs, and truly prosper in all the areas of your life. Enjoy.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here, Life Coach You. I want to talk to you today about the dream killers. The dream killers. Listen, you're going to have them in your life. Your clients are going to have them. If you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're an entrepreneur, you're a business leader, you're going to have clients that do business with you, that see the value in working with you. And somebody's going to come along and steal that dream. They're going to come along and take that dream. Now, those who know that I'm a minister, I was ministering this morning talking about the seed. The seed, when it comes into a person, the Bible says that it's almost like a weed would come up and the weed would choke it out. The worries of the world. Listen to me now. How many worries in the world come up today with people? And a lot of times, it's, you know, they make a decision. Okay, I'm going to do your coaching program. I'm going to come on board and I'm going to hire you as my coach. And then they tell somebody, I hired a life coach. I hired a fitness coach. I hired a wealth coach. Whatever it is. And they have this negativity. The dream killers. They're dream killers, number one, because they don't believe in their own self. So if that can't succeed, why should somebody else? Or they're jealous. They're scared somebody's going to succeed. If I'm stuck at $40,000 a year and they're going to teach you how to make $200,000 a year, that's crazy. Well, I'm stuck at 200 pounds and they're going to teach you how to get down to 150. Well, now we ought to be alone. People, listen, misery loves company. So these dream killers are real. What you have to do is learn how to recognize the dream killer and handle it before it comes up. And so I was actually was talking about this morning, and a friend of mine, she came on board and said that that's what they did in educational sales, but they would flat out ask them who their dream killers were. Now, I've never flat out asked. I have said people are going to come along, they're going to doubt what you're doing, or they're going to say, why did you do this? And I would ask them, what is your reply going to be? And I think that's very important. What is your reply? If somebody says, why did you hire a coach, or what did you? I can't believe you're in coaching, or what's your reply to them going to believe? How are you going to justify the decision you just made? And then be quiet. Listen, because what they'll do, number one, is they'll sell their self again on why you are the best or you're the obvious choice. So they'll sell themselves. But secondly, they have rehearsed their pitch, because they are then going to pitch their friend, their family member, whomever, on why you're the best. They're going to reconfirm their decision to asking them. Now, I love what my friend Anna Mae said. She said, I will ask them, what is a dream killer? Who's your dream killer? Who is your dream killer? Who is it that doesn't want to see you succeed or scared you're going to succeed? And even, listen, most dream killers mean well. They mean well. They're good people. They're good people. They just don't want to see you get hurt, or they don't think you can do it, or they've never decided to dream in their own life, so they don't understand when somebody else does. So here's the key. Who, for you, who in your life are your dream killers? And can you come up with an answer? Why did you decide to become a life coach? Why did you decide to become a life coach? And have that answer. Why did you decide to become a small business consultant? Have that answer. Number one. Number two is you want to ask your clients, who? Okay, we're going to take a new path. Transformation begins with change. Transformation begins with new ideas, new actions. When you begin to take these actions, these ideas, and place them into an activity, some people are going to question that. Who do you think that may question what you're doing? Who may be the dream killer, even if they mean well? Let them know, even if they mean well. Because sometimes they'll think, well, my mom may say something, but she doesn't mean it bad. Even if they mean well, always let them know, even if they mean well, but they're dream killers. Who would that be? Listen to them. Listen to them. Why would they think that? Why would they be a dream killer? And ask them. And then ultimately, what are you going to say to them? What are you going to say? And when you ask them, what are you going to say? It's going to give them the power to sell themselves and the power to reconfirm their decision. Listen to me, guys. We talk in ways that transform lives. That's what we do as coaches. And we want to make sure that transformation continues, not being held up by the limitations of other people. So here's what I want you to do. Pick up the book if you haven't picked it up yet. pick up your book, lifecoachlifestyle.com, lifecoachlifestyle.com, and feel free to call me, 910-233-2511, 910-233-2511. I look forward to talking to you. God bless.
Thanks for joining us again at Prosper with Wayne. Be sure to subscribe to us for more exciting, life-changing episodes. Go today, in fact. Go now to prosperwithwayne.com and enter your email for our exclusive newsletter and other resources. God bless and go prosper.